At Texas Mutual Insurance Company, safety is number one. It's how we help protect Texas workers and help our policyholders build stronger businesses. Want to learn more about the number one way to a safer workplace? Ask your agent or go to WorkSafeTexas.com.
You know, the earnings front, we've seen some dicey earnings this quarter, and it's been a, you know, it's really been a tough quarter and a tough for the stock market. Not for Plano-based Alliance Data, though. $3.91, a nickel better, revenues beat. They beat their own expectations. The stock market rewarded them with a new 52-week high today, too. And in trading, Ed Hefford is the CEO of Alliance and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you. Nice to be back.
Thank you. I always think of you guys tied to retail. I mean, my gosh, you've got 40 million customers out there carrying some branded credit card that you issue. And retail, all we hear is that retail is suffering and people aren't buying like they used to and they're going on online. But does this actually help you?
Yeah, actually, there are a couple of trends out there. You're exactly right. In terms of the overall retail landscape or headlines, they're pretty dismal these days, and a lot of the traditional retailers are looking at actual declines in sales despite a sort of robust macro environment overall. And, you know, our view is retail is far from dead. And, in fact, what's really happening is you're having a reordering of the retail landscape. So some of the more traditional names that one associates with retail are giving way to newer names, different names, some names that are just pure online or what we call pure e-commerce players, as more and more shoppers are spending more time online. And that really requires the existing retailers to double down on developing their online channel. And so what we're actually seeing, as we call it, is our trips to the brand. You know, 6-7 years ago, she would visit the mall 8 to 10 times a year at that brand. And now she's making, in our mind, more visits, 12 visits, but only 4 are to the store and the other 8 are online. So it's less about a shrinking pie. It's more about a pie that's still expanding, but the players are shifting dramatically.
Well, it's in my mind, when I think of you, I think of bricks and mortar, because I think of, you know, Victoria's Secret and Pottery Barn and J. Crew, and, you know, for the card services anyway. But you benefit from the online migration too?
Oh, you bet. It's in fact, if you were to look at our sales, roughly 35% of the sales relate to online purchases. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to take more traditional bricks and mortar retailers and help them make the transition to a much heavier online presence. And you sit there and say, well, what does that all mean? Essentially, it means that the marketing budgets that people are used to seeing on sort of general purpose advertisements, et cetera, are giving way to what we call very precise targeted marketing, where you use data about someone's individual purchase history and overlay some other information we may know about that person, and then reach out to them through all these new channels that are out there in the digital world, and provide a compelling reason, an offer, so to speak, for them to come visit their favorite retailer, either in the store or increasingly online, and make that purchase. And that's why our business is, frankly, pretty busy these days. It's kind of all the rage, I guess.
Well, these sort of, that's Epsilon, I guess, is the sort of next gen marketing programs. But you've got such great penetration. I mean, the last I saw, you had 9 of the top 10 banks, 8 of the top 10 retailers, and the top 10 pharmaceutical companies, and the largest automakers. Where do you have to go?
Well, surprisingly, it's the market is still very young in terms of what we provide. So of the, increasingly you're looking at the global 5,000, the global 10,000 that would be customers. And, you know, every day there are new folks sprouting up. But I think more importantly, from our perspective, we're capturing an increasing share of the dollars that these companies are spending to either find new customers or to communicate with existing customers. So, again, a lot of the traditional buckets where the dollars used to be spent are being moved over into sort of what we do for a living, which is this very precise, targeted one-to-one marketing where, you know, people pick up their mobile device and they find something that relates so closely to their interests and is so compelling that, you know, they actually make a transaction. At the same time, they sit back and go, wow, that was kind of weird that this thing was so precise. So that's the other side of it, I guess.
And this is all, are all these techniques portable? I mean, you've been in Canada forever, and I know you've got a presence in the Netherlands, but does this work around the world?
Oh, you bet. It differs in terms of precision. Obviously, I think in the U.S., the ability to have actually transactional level information about, you know, hey, here's what David purchased at, you know, for the last 10 years down to, you know, the size and the color and everything else is fairly precise. A little less so as you get a bit more fragmented in Europe and over in Asia. But, you know, we see this as more of a global trend that's starting here and started about 3-4 years ago and has really picked up pace.
So do you plan to grow globally or continue to grow?
Actually, yeah, we're going to do it. We're kind of busy here for a little bit, but we do have roughly 20% of our revenues are, or 25% are outside of the U.S., primarily Canada and Europe. But what we're finding is we have to go globally, primarily because our clients are getting bigger and bigger globally. And so they're sitting there saying, you can do this for me in the States, you can do this for me in Canada, I need you over in Europe, I need you over in Asia, I need you in South America, et cetera, et cetera. So it's almost follow the client is sort of the mandate.
This doesn't, I mean, this ought to be a crowded field, but do you dominate this field?
It is a, that's a good question. You have a lot of what we call frenemies out there. So you have folks that we partner with and then folks which are competitors and they happen to be the same folks. So, for example, there's no question that the big dollars being spent are moving into our space, which is, you can call it the space that uses really data to help drive the messaging back to the consumer or to a prospective consumer. But they're being spent for different reasons. So, for example, if you want to do all your targeting based upon someone's search history, you would, most likely use a Google. If you want to use your precision-based marketing based upon someone's social behavior, you would use Facebook. If you want to use your marketing, precision marketing based upon what you actually purchased, then you would come to us. So there are different layers on the birthday cake, and we're one layer in there. But in our little layer, I think we've got a pretty good spot.
Yeah, I never would have thought of those as competitors. I don't know. I think this, what you do is, I think, fascinating, and And evidently rewarding because, like I say, a 52-week high on the stock. Ed Heffernan's the CEO of Alliance Data. I always enjoy talking with you, and I always learn something. Thank you for the time.
Always fun. Thanks, David.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.